What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are now tuned in to another episode of A Game Podcast, and I'm your host, Ron Sue. And of course, I have my co-host with me, my brother, my partner in crime, Kendrick Moore. Slim, what it do?
Yo, what's good?
Ain't nothing. Maintaining. Listen, let's just jump right into it. NBA Finals. You guys saw what happened. Toronto Raptors, Golden State Warriors. Went to six games. Toronto pulled it out. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say that I expected Toronto to win. And anybody else out there that says that, you're a liar. No one expected that. Even with KD going down the way that he went down. And I'm not talking about in game five. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he went out in May, right? When he first trained his Achilles, I still thought, in my heart of hearts, I still thought and I still had Golden State winning a series in six. As it turns out, that didn't happen. It turned out to be the other way around. Toronto went ahead, clinched their first ever NBA championship, right? Behind Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Siakam, and a host of supporters that came to play. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I need your expertise. I need your synopsis. Number one, who did you have winning this series? And number two, were you surprised at the outcome?
I mean, those are two easy questions, man. Listen, I had Golden State winning. I actually thought Golden State was going to beat them in five, personally. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like Golden State being there 5 years in a row, just having that experience and being seasoned and just knowing how to win championships in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Being up, being down, nothing really phasing them. And them rolling against Portland, I thought that was going to give them everything they needed to win in five. I was giving Toronto one game. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know when they was going to win one game, but I was giving them one game, and I felt like even without Kevin Durant, they should be good to beat them in five. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being surprised, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a team has never done something before, typically in the NBA, like, that means something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's because it's not like NCAA tournament where it's one and done.
Right.
It's not like a high school game where, you know, kids are inconsistent. So, you know, depending on the day, you might catch somebody slipping. You know, you're talking about certified pros.
Right.
And granted, they might not be the type of pros that we grew up watching, but nevertheless, when you do something every day, all day, you build up repetition, you know what I'm saying? And you put yourself in a space where, especially when you're getting paid for it, you're considered a professional.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't typically see what we saw, what Toronto did. We don't typically see that happen. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, and this is up for debate, and this is why we love this show, if Nick Nurse never calls that timeout when Kawhi was rolling, they might have beat Golden State in five.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like that timeout, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was in his mind saying, well, we need to make sure we do a TV timeout, and I'ma just call it. I don't know what he was thinking.
Kawhi.
You know what I'm saying? But that timeout killed Kawhi's momentum, because Kawhi, he scored 10 straight points.
Ten.
And was on his way to finishing that joint.
Ten. straight.
He scored 10 straight points. He was on his way to finishing. You know what I'm saying? So that timeout was odd to me because I didn't understand. I just didn't understand the timing of that timeout. It made no sense to me whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, you know, Toronto, they did what they were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? When a team is down, one star, and then another star goes down and Clay. Then you got DeMarcus, you know what I'm saying, who ain't fully healed. Then you got Looney, you know what I'm saying, that had his injury. Like, they did what professionals do. Like, you got to finish your breakfast. You know what I'm saying? You got to kill. And they did what they were supposed to do. They finished their job, and now they're official NBA world champions. Officially.
going back to that timeout, it's funny that you brought that up, because I said to myself after that game, I said, listen, they're going to go back to Oracle.
Right.
And I had Golden State pulling that one out and coming back for game seven.
Now, right. Me too.
Now, that timeout that Nick Nurse called, right? You know, and we often do hypotheticals, but if Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt, right? That timeout could have cost them the series and the championship, because you're talking about losing game five, going back to Oracle, losing game
right.
and coming back for game.
Coming back to Toronto.
Right. Just, you know what I'm saying? We know Toronto, they're the NBA champions, but I'm just saying how one play and one miscue can turn around a whole series. And can flip the momentum from one team to the next. So, you know, again, I don't know why you call that timeout, but nevertheless, look, you know, they went to Oracle, and like you said, they finished them off. Golden State, they were depleted. It got to a point where I think that run, if this makes any sense, that run of five straight appearances in the NBA Finals, it caught up to them physically, mentally, emotionally, because you got your one star that goes down, tries to come back,
right.
and is now finished. For
yeah.
we don't even know how long. You know what I mean?
18 months minimum.
Listen, that's almost 2 years. Ruptures his Achilles tendon, right? Then right. you have Klay Thompson, who tears his ACL. Then you have DeMarcus Cousins, right? Who comes back from a ruptured Achilles tendon to tear his quad muscle, right? To coming back. And not even being 100%. I don't even think, in my opinion, I don't think he had any business being out there. Because he wasn't 100%. That wasn't Boogie Cousins. That was DeMarcus Cousins that was out there.
Right,
that
wasn't Boogie. Right. I agree.
That was Boogie.
I agree.
And you can say what you want about Kevon Looney, right? People can say whatever they want. But he consistently played his role. And when he went down, that hurt. So you're talking...
I was gonna say, Looney grabs every rebound, like every offensive rebound. You know what I'm saying? Looney's yes. going after that. So
yes.
now when you got a dude like that, that's not healthy, and he can't. It ain't even that he don't want to, but he physically can't go after the ball the way he was going after before he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and DeMarcus is, like you said, not Boogie, but DeMarcus. You know what I'm saying? Is a shell of himself.
Right.
And you just don't have the bench to go against Toronto. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really what it boiled down to, man. It boiled down to that. They just did not have enough. And you put it like this. You're talking going to the chip 5 years straight, right? An NBA season is 82 games. So now you figure 82 games plus the playoffs for five straight years, you're talking damn near 500 games.
Wear
in 5 years.
Wear and tear. A lot of people
you know
don't They don't understand wear and tear. I remember
500 games.
By no means am I comparing playing pickup park ball, playing any type of basketball in the summertime, whenever you're playing. By no means am I comparing that to an NBA season. But when we would be in the park playing full court from sun up to sundown, after about 6 or 7 games, you felt it.
Right.
Your body was aching, your ankles, you know, they were sore, your feet hurt, you're walking home, you know, and you're sore.
Right.
Imagine, try to put that into perspective. 5 straight years, 82 games, plus the playoffs.
Plus playoffs.
Right?
Talking 100 plus games.
Plus the playoffs. Right. So, you know, it was devastating to see KD go down. It was devastating to see Klay go down. It was when it happened to DeMarcus, it was devastating. And I think with all of those injuries, it was demoralizing. It took everything out of them. It took everything out of them. Now, Golden State played a heck of a series.
Definitely.
They had a heck of a run. They had a heck of a run. Okay? What does the future hold? Who knows? Who knows? They have to go back to the drawing board. They got 2 Hall of Famers who sustained significant injuries.
Right.
For some players, those injuries are career ending.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we got to sit back. We definitely have to sit back and watch how that unfolds when it comes to Golden State. As far as Toronto's concerned, hats off to them. Congratulations to them. Again, Kawhi Leonard, listen, for those of you who didn't believe before, even when he was in San Antonio doing his thing, I'm sure you believe now. I'm sure you believe now. Kawhi Leonard is he's a certified problem.
Yo,
he's a beast.
Let me add something to that, because privately, I've been a Kyle Lowry basher.
Yeah, you have. Privately,
right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm man enough to admit that. But here's what I'm gonna say though. Him not being scared in games, I want to say, I'm not sure if it was game 4, but definitely.
It was game 4.
Game 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Game 4.
Him not being scared in game 4, 5, and 6 is what got them dudes to win the chip. I looked in his eyes from my crib. I'm watching it, and I'm like, this dude is not scared at all. Like, he not scared to make no mistakes. He not scared to take no shots. And he playing with that North Philly grit that everybody wanted him to play with from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And him coming out, and I think he scored like the first 11 points in game 6. And 15 in the first quarter.
He had 20 at half.
Oh, he had 20 at half.
He had 22, if I'm not mistaken.
But when I was watching it, I remember him scoring like the first 11 points. And then I think he had 15 in the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Finished with 22 at the half.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that dude doing that is what allowed them dudes to seal that deal and forget the timeout that Nick Nurse called, forget everything else that everybody else was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to put an asterisk against Toronto because the Warriors got hurt.
Why would you listen?
Did what they were supposed to do. It's not their fault.
Listen.
Getting hurt and injuries is part of the game too. That's all part of the game.
It is so funny. It is so funny that you mentioned that, because people were already saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But okay, let's just put it like this. We if KD's healthy, Klay Thompson is healthy. Can anyone really beat Golden State?
Listen, let me tell you something, man. Game, what was the game KD got hurt? 5?
Well, game when he 5. Ruptured his Achilles?
Game 5.
Yes, game 5.
Game 5, KD got hurt. Don't get it twisted. He was on pace to drop 44. You know what I'm saying? He was on pace to drop 44 before he got hurt. So, you know, that guy, he's different. He's different. With that being said, that's not Toronto's problem that happened to KD. It's unfortunate.
Right.
We don't want to see nothing like that happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Toronto did what they were supposed to do. Because now, if they don't beat the Warriors with KD being hurt, with Klay being hurt, now it's like, dang, y'all couldn't beat the Warriors without Klay, without Kev, then it would have been something else. And then the timeout would have came back to haunt Nick Nurse for real.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the point.
So
that's the point that I...
Yeah. They did what they were supposed to do, man. They did it. And they don't deserve to have no asterisks against championship. They earned championship. They won.
I think you're always going to have the individuals who may want to spark a debate by saying, oh, you have to put an asterisk next to that championship because they were hurt, yada, yada, yada. But the fact of the matter is, guess what? When they hoisted the Larry O'Brien trophy in it, right? When they hoisted that trophy, you guys are the world champions only because KD got hurt, Klay got hurt. It didn't listen. You guys are the world champions.
Wow.
That's just what it is. That's just point blank period.
Wow.
But look.
Toronto Raptors won.
And this is just my humble opinion.
Yo.
This is my humble opinion, right? Toronto won their first ever and their last NBA champion.
Right? Damn. Let me talk. Listen. Let me tell you something, B. Listen, here's the thing, and you're going to be tight that I'm going to say this, but I don't care. Listen, what just happened, I'm going to tell you this. Not only do I think they can get back to the chip through the East if Kawhi stays, but I wouldn't be surprised if they was able to win it again. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because now there is no pressure. There's no expectations. Nobody in their right mind is thinking Toronto is going to win a chip again.
Oh, no.
Everybody's thinking the way you think.
No, it's no.
Their first
sure
one,
it's their
and it's their last
I don't care
one,
what you say.
And it's never going to happen again.
I don't know what you said. No, no. You know what? You made an excellent point.
Yo.
I mean, listen.
Who going to beat them in the East next year?
It's wide open. It's wide open.
Tell me. Let me tell you what it's gonna be predicated on. It's gonna be predicated on if number 34 from Milwaukee can actually shoot a 15 footer. That's what it's gonna be predicated on. If he can't shoot that 15 footer, it ain't happening. You know that. Because all they did was clog the lane on him. He couldn't do nothing.
For a second.
He couldn't move.
Milwaukee was going to advance. I never crossed my mind, not once, that those dudes were going to go to the finals. They don't have the makeup of a championship caliber.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that
I mean, the reason why is because the way the league works, the way it used to work, and even still now the way it works, you don't skip leaps. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to the first round, all right. Then you next year you do second round, whatever. Then you do third. Like, Portland's going through that now. Like, you see they're making progressive steps to get to that next round every year. So, Milwaukee is not going to go from losing to Toronto in the second round last year to all of a sudden getting to the chip. It don't work like that. So now Giannis, Giannis has to work on his 15-footer. It has to be consistent. He adds that to his game. Now we talking, it might be a little bit different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But all Toronto did, they just clogged the lane. They didn't let him do nothing. They clogged the lane. So now, you said you,
that's a
you,
good
you
question.
Don't think Milwaukee's going to
do it. I mean, listen.
Okay.
So who else is going to do it? Let me get this straight.
You're going on record.
And you have Toronto repeating at the beginning. Hold on.
There he go, lining me up. Listen, let me tell you something. Listen, no, I'm going. Let me talk. All I'm saying is I'm going off of your statement when you said it's their first chip and it will be their last.
I
don't agree that you can say that definitively. My opinion, because the East, there's nobody. I mean nobody, because your man don't know if he want to go.
Listen,
Brooklyn, if he want to go, he don't know what he want to do. That's your man. You know what I'm saying? And when we meet him, when we get a chance to meet him, I'm going to tell him, listen, I like you, but that's your man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell him because
you're talking about
I don't know if it got something to do with sneaker money. I don't know what it's about, but it don't make no sense. So, yeah, right. So now he don't know what he want to do. So you take Boston out now, right? Okay. You gonna bank your money on Philly beating them? I'm not. So now you take them out. So who you got left now?
He's trying to be funny.
Knicks?
He's trying to be funny.
I'm asking if you got the Knicks.
Oh, man.
Yo.
But listen.
Who do you have? Right. So now. Now, hold on. So now. You got Kyle Lowry, the Bulldog now, because I believe the games 4, 5, and 6, he earned that, and I believe he got a monkey off his back mentally, and now he can go kill dudes the way he's getting paid to do, because he's getting paid crazy. So I think he has the permission to go kill dudes now from his own confidence, his own mind. So I think they should come out of the East. Now, the reason why I say don't be surprised if they can win absolutely. The whole thing is because the West now is wide open. The West is wide open. So, if they get a favorable matchup from the West, why can't Siakam get loose? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't Danny Green hit a couple open jump shots? Norman Powell, you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
Fred VanVleet.
Let me tell you something.
Yo, them dudes complain. They complain.
They get busy.
They complain.
Like, that's not even a question. They get busy, and they earned. Listen, as much as people, you know, don't want to say it, and they may not like it, those guys scrapped and clawed their way to a championship. Listen, Clay, KD, those guys went down with some horrible injuries.
Yes, they did.
Listen. Toronto did what they were supposed to do. They finished them off.
Listen, man, when you win a chip, especially your first chip, and in some cases your only chip.
Absolutely.
You got to have some favorable bounces along the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And injuries, unfortunately, injuries is part of that. You know what I'm saying? Your team not getting hurt, and then somebody going down on their team, and you know what I'm saying? And so when those things happen, it's like destiny is destiny, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think anybody in the world, even Toronto fans,
thought
they was really going to win the chip. Now, they might have wanted them to win it, but I don't think they really thought. Just like I'll give you a perfect example. When Big Shot and Rip and Rasheed, Tayshaun.
Nobody
was going to beat the Lakers. I'm just being honest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody believed that Detroit was going to beat the Lakers. So it's the same thing with Toronto. I don't believe anybody really thought they were going to beat Golden State. Even with KD hurt.
And you know what? With that being said, I think, you know, it's a perfect segue into, you know, we talking about KD, him being hurt. my opinion, my honest opinion, when I saw him suit up, you know, take the floor, game five, I questioned it. I questioned it because me, personally, I knew all along it was his Achilles. They tried that old BS cockamamie story with the calf, and he strained his calf, and he, listen, stop it, stop it, stop it. The man got hurt May 7th, May 8th, I don't know, he was out since then. Wasn't even suiting up, wasn't even in uniform, was in the back, right? His right. calf, cut it out, wasn't right. his calf, cut it out. It was his Achilles. Saw Monte at game five, I'm like, man, even though he was out there and he was doing the damn thing, I looked and I'm looking at him, I'm like, KD don't look like KD. He getting busy now, but it's like something was like, I don't know. I don't know. And then boom, once I saw him grab, you know, for that, you know, that back, you know, that back portion of, you know, of that ankle to foot, I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh, you know, and it's devastating. It's devastating.
I mean, listen, man, I just came from talking crazy to my father-in-law, you know what I'm saying? Because he was sitting there talking about Toronto this, Toronto that, blah, 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 blah. I said, listen, KD is cooking y'all right now. Boom, 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 laughing. And I mean, literally, the very next play after I finished talking crazy, this dude just grabbed his Achilles, man. And I'm like, yo, this is not real. like this ain't real. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was talking to Gordon Malone.
Legendary.
I might know him as Booby a couple weeks ago. And he said the same. He said, yeah, legendary Booby. West Virginia, Redirection High School. You know what I'm saying? Played with all the greats. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, K. He said the same thing you said. He was like, nah, that's not his calf. He's like, that's his Achilles, K. And at the time, I wasn't going back and forth with him because, you know, I didn't see if it was his Achilles or not. I'm just going off of what they said. He's like, yo, it's a calf injury, whatever. He was like, nah, K. He was like, that's his Achilles. He was like, yo, dude not even suiting up. He not even practicing, not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? He was like, that's what that is. So when he came out for game five and was warming up, I watched him warm up, and he knows everybody's watching him. So he's purposely doing these one leg shots that he got from Dirk, doing the one leg shots and like at the free throw line and then doing a couple layups with it. So I'm like, all right, so he tested it out. So it looked sturdy, but at the same time, he wasn't really moving laterally like that. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't really putting no real side to side pressure on it. You know what I'm saying? So to see him go down like that, man, it just makes you sick, man. It really does.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yo.
I can hear you, but you kind of low.
Yo.
Okay. All right. We good.
I hear you loud and clear, man. Loud and clear. Yeah. But now I was just saying, to see KD go down like that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
right.
You know, it's just devastating to watch, man. You don't wish injuries on nobody, you know? And to see something like that happen, it's just like, come on, man. It ain't seem real.
You know what? Like I said, watching him, even the first couple of shots that he hit, you know, people, you know, KD, oh, here we go. We got a ball game. KD. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching, And I don't know what it was, but it was something. I just had a gut feeling. Not that he was going to get hurt. But no way. But I just had a gut feeling that it wasn't, something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. So my thing is this. If he sat out and he was sitting out for all that time, what would make you want to bring him back right now?
Listen, they allegedly, they're saying Bob Myers was in his ear the whole time, basically telling him, just you being out on the floor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, makes it different.
Well, just your presence alone makes a difference. So if you could just get out there and give us something.
Well, guess what? Is that why Bob Myers was crying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I never seen like that hard and no tears came. You know what I'm saying?
No, come on.
No, I'm just saying, no tears. He had no tear duct, no tears was coming out of his joint.
What? You know what I'm saying? He was crying,
but it wasn't no tears coming out. You know what I'm saying? So listen, because you're not smart. Like, that was not a smart decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was poor decision making. That's what that was about. Because at the end of the day, yes, you want to win a third championship in a row, but at the end of the day, the player's health is the priority. And the reason why that's a devastating move is because now any other free agent below KD, when I say below, I mean skill-wise, talent-wise, any other free agent, skill-wise, talent-wise, not as good as KD, which is basically everybody in the league except for LeBron. Now they're going to be sitting there thinking, man, like, these dudes put KD out there and put his health on the line. Like, do I want to go to Golden State?
That's deep.
Because that's what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Marcus, he got hurt.
Why?
Him back.
For what reason?
Or they allowed him to
he
come
tore,
back.
He tore you know his quad. And you, when he came back, well, when they said he was coming back, wait a minute. Why? Even Looney, they said he had a broken collarbone or a cracked collarbone. What? Then
collarbone.
Then when he goes, That's to the bench, he's wrapped like a mummy. They got him wrapped like a mummy. What is going are we doing? What are we doing?
Right. Well, yo, listen. Let me tell you what I believe it is. Now, I don't have no inside information, but I can imagine. And if I'm wrong, then somebody that knows tell me I'm wrong. But what I'm thinking is, Looney's a young dude. He's trying to establish himself in the league. He don't have the security that a KD has, or a Clay, or even a DeMarcus for that matter. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, damn, like, now it's that real struggle between, should I sit out and really let this thing heal, or should I try to go out there and at least show them that I'm willing to put my body on the line? You know what I'm saying? Because the reality of it is that none of them should have been playing. None of them should have been playing. You know what I'm saying? But at this time of year, everybody has something going on. So the mindset is everybody's hurt. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's sore.
Right.
Like, if you can just give us something, then that's better than not trying anything. So that's the mindset. Not knowing that the next move is going to be an 18-month, you know what I'm saying?
So.
And that's what great rehab. That's what great rehab. And no.
Sheesh. Man. Listen. So, we're not doctors. We're not GMs. We're not coaches. We are just basketball enthusiasts who, you know, love the game, watch the game, and we have our opinions. My question is this. Does that mean that you sacrifice it all? Because essentially, that's, you know, when you say, listen, I have a broken collarbone, right? but I'm going to play. Anything can happen. When you say, I have a strained Achilles, and there's a possibility if I go out there, something can happen. That's putting it all on the line. You're risking a lot. All
right.
Okay? Things happen. Things happen. You know what I mean? But when do you say, you know what? Listen, look, I know this is the finals,
right,
but you can't play. You can't. You think just by you being out there is going to help us morally? Listen, if you can't give us anything physically,
right?
And I mean like 110%.
Yeah. Giving us being, what you give us.
Being out there is going to hurt us.
Right.
It's going to cost us. And look what happened.
But you, now, you know, Clay, what's the backstory behind all of this? The irony of all of it is Kawhi told San Antonio, nah, I'm good last year.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like, I don't trust y'all doctors. My doctor told me to chill.
Mm.
And when I say he received so much heat.
Yes, he did.
You got dudes like Tony Parker, who's a Hall of Famer. Tony Parker said, listen, I had that same injury. And it ain't take me that long. So I don't know what Kawhi is doing.
Listen.
So now, like, can you imagine? You got a Hall of Famer telling you that. A Hall of Fame coach. A Hall of Fame organization. The Spurs way. All
yes,
this,
sir.
Whatever.
Yes, sir.
That they be talking about. And here right. is, you a young dude. You got a finals MVP. You got a chip already. But you still, like, trying to, like, establish yourself. And you stand up to that machine. And you say, nah, I'm not doing it. Against all odds. And then you trust your process. And when all these dudes fall down from injuries, you win the chip. That's right. crazy.
Right. Right.
That's like some TV script that nobody could even make up.
My thing is this. Who are we to say you're not hurt?
Right.
Quicker than that from that injury. Why is he doing that? Oh, he's a diva. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. Listen, you don't know. You don't know what that person is going through. You don't know. So, therefore, the backlash, the slander,
all
of those things that man had to endure, right? Which I don't think bothered him. I don't think he was bothered one bit. I don't think he was fazed by any of that. Not the least bit. Because through it all, I think through it all that he still believes. Like, listen.
Absolutely.
It's cool. I'm still Kawhi. I'm still one of the toughest dudes in this league. And when I come back, I'm going to show you. Which is what he did. I mean, listen.
I'm going to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Not only did he show us, but let's keep it a buck. We ain't never seen him play like that in Spurs uniform.
No.
Ever.
No. No. Well.
Ever.
Well, you know, Pop, we can say that Pop runs a tight ship. You know, even he gave the ball to and said, listen, it's your show. It was still Pop's show. You understand? Pop them on his back. He put the Raptors on his back.
Listen.
And now
that kid, what he did, here's the thing that's so crazy about this. Whatever decision he decides to make, the country of Canada will be good with it. Because if he decides to leave,
right,
he got y'all a chip. Like, he got y'all a real championship. if he decides to leave. If he stays, oh boy.
You know what? Oh man. Someone asked me that very question earlier, actually. They asked me, they said, listen, hey, they said, look, they said, yo, Ron, what you think Kawhi gonna do? You think he gonna stay? I said, listen, me personally, my opinion, I don't see why he would leave after an NBA championship.
Why leave?
Right? You got to defend it. You got to defend it. Like, it just wouldn't, you know, I mean,
yo,
listen.
My personal opinion, when he hit the shot against Philly that bounced in 17 times.
Right.
I said he got to stay because of that. But somebody said to me, nah, he got to win the chip in order to stay.
Yes, that I agreed with. Listen, that yes.
It's, yeah, because it's whatever you think. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Whatever side you on. But my personal opinion, I just feel like you got a whole country with new markets that's going to open up for basketball because of this.
Right.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be more kids from Canada now.
Yes, sir.
That's going to play.
Yes, sir.
Because now it's I'm not, it's, can't, listen, I've been to Canada. I was up there. What year was that? 2008. And I was watching ESPN, and I ain't never seen ESPN with no basketball on it. It was all hockey. Sheesh. All hockey on ESPN in Canada.
Sheesh. I believe it.
All hockey. Like, and maybe like one basketball highlight. Literally.
I believe it.
It was all hockey. So now you got a hockey country that's crazy about their hockey.
Yes, sir.
You've seen what they was doing, how they was lined up outside at all those different, what was they calling it? Jurassic Parks.
Jurassic Park. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
You know what I'm saying?
It was,
so it's like, yo.
Listen.
You, like, me personally, I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know, like, what his, you know, what his non-negotiables are.
Right.
But what I do know is that just like I felt like Dwight Howard in Orlando shouldn't have left, which is nowhere near the scale of Toronto.
Right.
Nowhere near. No. But even with Orlando, everything was for Dwight Howard. He should have stayed, in my personal opinion. His career went downhill as soon as he left.
Agree. Great topic for another conversation.
Right.
Agree.
Well, Kawhi needs to stay in Toronto, in my opinion.
I agree.
Stay you up gotta there defend. And get busy.
You got to defend that title. Now, what the future holds for him, who knows? We don't know. And like you said, great point. We don't know what his non-negotiables are. We don't know what it is that he's looking for in particular. But I'll tell you this, right? You bought the first championship home to a hockey country in terms of basketball. You bought the first champ. Listen, it's crazy. Humongous. It's crazy. Humongous. Okay?
Crazy.
So now it's only right. It's only right that you come back and defend the title, try to get back to. Now, listen, they won their first championship and they went nuts. Can you imagine if he gets them back there next year and they win again?
Come on, man. Listen. I got another question for you. I'm going to get you tight right now because I know you're about to wrap this up. Barbershop talk, you know that. Is Kawhi the greatest Raptor of all time?
Ooh. Come on now. Listen. I want to give a shout out, right? First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Vince Carter. Vinsanity. I want to give a shout out to Half Man, Half Amazing.
Right.
Vince Carter. Right. Number one. Number two. I want to give another shout out to one of my all-time favorite guards in college.
Yeah.
And one of my all-time favorite guards in
Say
the
it.
League.
Say it.
Damon Stoudemire.
You know that.
You understand me? Now listen, that is a tough question because you have to take into consideration what those two did for Toronto. Granted, they never won a championship. We understand that. But let me ask this. Can you now deem him the greatest Raptor of all time because he won a championship and he's only been there for a year? Listen, Vince Carter did a lot for Toronto. Damon Stoudemire did a lot for Toronto, and people don't even understand that. And Kawhi just brought home the first championship. Do I think he's the greatest Raptor of all time? We're going to have to come back. We're going to have to come back, baby. We're going to have to come back. No. Because that's not fair. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. And don't look. There are no other Raptors. Damon Stoudemire, Kawhi Leonard, and Vince Carter. And people will hear that and say, are you comparing Damon Stoudemire and Vince Carter to Kawhi? Now, listen. The question is, who's the greatest Raptor of all time? Does Kawhi get the nod because he won a championship in one season? This is his one lone season with the... Am I correct? This is his first season with the Raptors?
First season.
Or am I going crazy?
First season.
His first season, right?
First season.
So, with that being said, that's tricky, man. That's tricky because, like I said, you got Damon Stoudemire, who was a pioneer. He was a pioneer. Rookie of the year. Got busy. Then you got Vince, who transcended the game, so to speak, but he came in and he made you stay up to watch Toronto. The last person who you wanted to watch is Aerial Assault, right? It was Michael Jordan,
right?
Aerial Assault, Michael Jordan, and then Vince Carter. I can't think of anybody else who made you stay up and say, I'm trying to see somebody get dunked on. And then maybe Sean Kemp, but that's a little different. That's a little different. That was a tandem. Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, that's a little different. We're talking about somebody that has the ball in their hands off the dribble.
Right.
Michael Jordan and then Vince Carter. No, we're not comparing them. I'm just saying in terms of excitement, in terms of flair, okay? That's what you had. So Vince, in that sense, I mean, he brought so much to the table. All legends, all great Raptors in their own right. And that right there, we're gonna have to have a special debate. We're gonna have to have a special debate about that one because, man, that one is definitely debatable. It's definitely debatable. Before we wrap this up, man. You and I spoke briefly. We didn't even get to speak about it, but you sent me a message and it was blasphemous. It was nonsense, in my opinion. You know, as everybody knows, Anthony Davis got traded. He's going to Los Angeles Lakers, right? Mm. The thing that I don't understand is why is it that when LeBron decided he wanted to go to L.A., and now everybody's talking about, well, will LeBron go down as one of the greatest Lakers of all time? LeBron's not a Laker. I mean, he's a Laker. You understand?
No. I know exactly what you mean. Magic, I know exactly what you mean when you say
Magic,
that.
Magic.
I know
Kareem,
exactly what you mean when you say that.
Kobe.
If I'm buying a Laker jersey, I'm buying number 32 to this day. That's whose jersey I'm going to get,
you know,
purple and gold.
I feel like the media has a way of trying to not even sway, but they try to feed you their opinions and then really try to make it like their facts. And it's just like, listen, it could be your opinion. You could ask the question, but then it's like, look at what you're asking. Someone who just got traded, right, to an organization, storied organization, dynasty, and you want to place him along the lights of the greats of that organization?
Come on, man. Please. Come on, man.
Look, you know, is it a good move for LA? I guess. I mean, what I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he said to me, yo, they got AD, right? They still got Rondo, and they got Kuzma, and what if they get... I said, listen, here you yeah, okay. people go.
Okay.
What if they get Kawhi? I said, oh, my goodness. Listen, what, like, come on.
Listen, Kawhi go there, I'm done with him. He ain't the best. He ain't getting nothing. If he
I don't think
pull
so
that, either. Which I don't think he will, that's so corny. That's beyond... We can't even talk
well,
about
Well, you got to remember this. You have to remember this because I also heard, right? And I hate that. I hate that whole, yo, I heard that they said so. But fact of the matter is, someone said, allegedly, that Kyrie was even thinking about going to L.A. Listen.
Well, hold up. But how we started off this show. This is how we started this show off. And I stand by these comments that I'm making. I stand by them.
Right.
Your man.
I'm gonna... Let me tell you something, man. Listen to this. Let me explain. Concern. As far as top tier guards in the league, hands down, he's top five. We're talking about skills. We're talking about talent. Stuff. I don't know what's going on. Nor do I care.
You know what I mean? We're not. I'm hearing, and this is what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
Right.
If he goes to a New York team.
Right.
Nike gives him a $75 million kicker in his contract. I don't know if that's true.
Wow. Listen.
I don't know. Because I don't understand from a basketball standpoint, it doesn't make any sense.
No. That's why when I started seeing the Brooklyn thing, that stumped me. And I'm like, is this a joke?
Right.
This is a joke. But see, now I didn't know any of that until you just said it. So now let's just say that is true, right? The game now to me is kind of sort of screwed up because of all the money involved. So now if they say, listen, you get, let's just say that's the case, $75 million kicker if you come to a New York based franchise, right? It doesn't even make any sense because basketball goes out of the window. It's not about basketball anymore. It's not. Because if you're saying you...
No, I got my fault.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you said it's not about basketball no more, but some people, and this is why a lot of people don't really mess with the league like that, because some people would say that it was never about basketball.
I disagree.
I'm saying sneaker companies controlling what goes on and what dictating where dudes go.
I disagree because they can easily say that. They can say whatever they want. But check this out. Right? When Magic and them played, right? For that time, whatever they were getting from endorsements for that time to them was boku dollars. But they didn't allow that to influence them, their decisions in terms of what teams they were going to go play for. Or that didn't stop. Whatever they did off the court didn't stop what they did on the court.
That's a different era, a different type of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you understand me? So
it's different era, different type of player. And it was a different type of mindset nationally, too. The ball was first. Like, basketball was first. Everything else was secondary. You know what I'm saying? Now, if ball is really first no more because of all the paper.
Right. Right.
We don't know what the motivations are.
Right. And it's sad.
So we don't know. It's sad. Is it about ball? Or is it about, let me see if I can get that check. Which, you know my stance on this. The league is a business. These players are, you know what I'm saying? It just so happens basketball. So I'm all for you setting your family up, doing whatever you need to do, whatever you got to do. But at the end of the day,
right,
you cannot forget what butters your bread. And if you ain't getting busy because you distracted by everything else, then you killing the opportunity anyway because you're not taking care of your first love, which is ball.
I mean, who am I, you know, to sit here and say, you can't go out and try to situate and solidify the best possible, you know, situation for your family. Like, you know, that's first and foremost, right? But what happens is a lot of individuals, listen, bottom line is this. A lot of guys are coming into the game not really loving the game. They just love what the game can offer them in terms of everything else outside of basketball. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Now, why players do what they do now, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. You know, and we hate to sound like those quote-unquote so-called old-school guys, but in our era, eras before that, things were done a little differently. Okay? And we respect that. We respect it. New generation, new era, you know, they do things how they do things, which leads me to the whole Anthony Davis thing. You get traded, you go to L.A. So now the thing is, what are you expecting? You know, that's just about, like, what are you expecting? He goes to LA, gets traded. What do you think is going to happen? Now, do they automatically become a championship contender? Absolutely not. I love Anthony Davis. He's a stud. He's phenomenal. He's a beast. But cut the crap. Cut the crap. Okay?
Please,
I don't care.
It.
Oh, yo, Kemba might go there.
Please.
And what does that mean? I love Kemba. This is no...
We love Kemba, too. Well, Kemba needs to stay in Charlotte, opinion.
You know, the bottom line is this. You can get 5-6 bona fide all-stars, bona fide future Hall of Famers, doesn't guarantee a championship. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, well, let me ask you this. And like you always say, you always preface it with this. No, by no means are we trying to act like we played in the league. Because we did not play in a league. And we're not trying to devalue or diminish anybody's accomplishments, right? But when we're playing pickup, in the park, in the gym, wherever.
No.
Are you going to pick
four
killers to join you? Or are you going to pick one killer and then three goons and then say, let's go against them? You know what I'm saying? Like, because nobody wants to, you want to have some type of competition.
No.
Just naturally. Like, I don't want to have anybody to get busy on my team. Give me one dude and give me three dudes that's going to play hard and we out there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, listen, like, at the end of the day, when you put all the money away and you on the court, you're on the court now.
Right.
It's not before the game. It's not after the game. It's during the game. You on the court now. You don't want to kill this dude?
Different.
Just because he right there?
Different era.
Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Different mindset.
You ain't trying to kill him?
Listen.
Come on, man. And it's still love. It's respect. Like, I respect you.
Well.
But now I'm trying to kill you.
You know.
I'm trying to kill you.
It's all about mindset. It's all about mindset. And again, this is obviously going to be a great topic for our next discussion/debate because money, when you're dealing with individuals that are not in love, with what they do, if you're not in love with it, if you don't love it, if you wouldn't do it for free, then, you know, it becomes an issue.
Right.
It becomes an issue. That's the bottom line. Magic Johnson said he would have played for free. And that was the honest to God's truth. You saw it in his play. You saw his passion. You saw it in his smile. Then you saw it when he got out there and he performed. He performed. He performed. He was an orchestrator. He loved the game. Mike damn near was playing for free. He was getting chump change. Right, getting chump change. Now, everybody, but you know, he was dealing with Mikey. Listen to me. Listen.
That has nothing to do. Listen, if you owe me $50, that don't mean owe me $20. Yo, give me my money, yo. That don't got nothing to do with it. My business arrangement with you is different than what it is with them. Give me and my money. Because you get it.
Oof.
$6 million for 6 years?
That's the greatest player of all time.
Are you kidding me?
Greatest player of all time. Listen, look.
$6 million for 6 years?
I didn't mean to go to veer off topic, but the point is, the fact of the matter is, if you don't love the game, there are a lot of things that are going to be able to distract you from the game.
Look,
it's simple.
Listen, Magic loved the game so much that he was blindfolded when he signed that 25-year
worst contract.
Worst
contract ever.
Yo, he loved the game so much. He signed the 25-year, $25 million.
Listen,
who played 25 years in the league?
Look, Magic probably thought he was going to play 25 joints. You don't know that. Listen, look.
25 years?
I'm anxious to see how it all unfolds with situation out in L.A. I'm anxious to see where Kemba goes. I'm anxious to see where Kyrie goes. You know, it's going to be interesting. Do I like the whole teaming up and all of that nonsense? I've never liked it from the beginning, but that's the league that we're dealing with now. That's just what it is. So, you know, we have to expect it, because that's basically just, you know, what it is, pretty much. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out and unfolds. With that being said, that, ladies and gentlemen, is our show. Time is up. We want to thank you guys for joining us. I want to give a major, major shout out to my brother, K. Jamal. Empire Within. Go check that out. The Real Brand K. Go check it out. I want to give a special shout out to Jamal Bolton, our guy. Special shout out to Cal. Special shout out and major salute to everyone who follows A Game Podcast, the page. Everyone that follows my brother's page, Empire Within. Everyone that's pretty much banging with us. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the love and support. And we're definitely humbled by it. Kay, any parting shots? Well, there you have it. Until next time, peace, one love. Salute.